Even though with the feast of yesterday, the season of Christmas and the season of the Epiphany have literally ended, nevertheless, of course, we still have the nativity scene. It takes many hours to put up and it takes many hours to take down. It's not instant. So we still can enjoy it for a couple of more days. But even so, we still have many instances of the Epiphany, of the manifestation of Christ as the Son of God. Our Lord would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. Last week we saw that the demons did speak. And he said to them, he said to Christ, "What have you to do with us? Have you come to destroy us? We know who you are, the Holy One of God." Our Lord did not want these demons to speak, so he prevented it. He is in charge of everything. Whatever happens, even evil, is because he permits it. Not necessarily wills it, but permits it. And so, he does not permit the demons to speak. Now, in the meantime, he manifests his divine power. How? He heals the mother-in-law of St. Peter. Now, it's interesting to note that never anywhere else is Peter's wife mentioned. So it is assumed by all scholars that he was a widower. His wife was dead. But he didn't just throw the mother-in-law out. He took care of her, as was his duty, as his wife's husband. It was a different era in those days. Today, they would just put her at the door of a nursing home and forget about her. But that's not the way our Lord did. That's not the way St. Peter did. And so he healed her. But when our Lord heals us, he does it for a particular purpose. He doesn't need our accolades. He doesn't need our praise. Yes, he may want it, but he doesn't need it. And so he heals us for a particular purpose. In this case, the first thing that Simon's mother-in-law did was to wait on him, hand and foot. And that is exactly what we need to do with Christ and with our lives, to wait on him, hand and foot. And so she cooked, she cleaned, she washed, she ironed, whatever needed to be done, she did it. And then the next morning, after Christ had seen all the sick and exorcised all the demons from so many people in that town, then he disappeared, and they followed him. They more or less figured out where he was going, and he went out to pray. Jesus gives us an example that we have to have, that we need to pray. Today is the first Saturday of the month, and this morning we had many, many people here. But it's still first Saturday, even now, though the Mass is for tomorrow. So we can still get the indulgences and the blessings. And I was hearing confessions till after 12 o'clock. There were many, many people who came to confession, which is good. It is wonderful. The same thing with Christ. He exorcised the demons. And that's what we do with the sacrifice, the sacrament of confession. For me, it's a sacrifice. A very oftentimes tedious sacrifice. Very rarely is it ever interesting. You know, I did have a murder one time. That was a little bit interesting, but not so, because I was all alone and that person could have been nuts and could have killed me too. And then later on it was in the paper and I said, "I don't even want to know. I don't know who it is. I don't want to know. It's between him and God." And he did what he was supposed to do, turn himself in. And so he was forgiven. Who knows if he's still alive or not? But that is the sacrament of penance, which we need very desperately, no matter who we are. And it doesn't matter how holy you think you are, you need it all the more. Because that you have the sin of pride. Now, on the other hand, as we celebrate this first Saturday, we also celebrate the feast of a great saint of the early church, the Bishop of Sevaste in Armenia, St. Blaise. And St. Blaise was captured because he was a Catholic bishop and he was about to be put to death And on his way to his execution, a mother came with her little boy who had swallowed a fish bone and he was choking to death. And St. Blaise blessed the little boy, and immediately the fish bone popped out of his mouth and he was healed. And since then, and that's 1700 years ago, in many parts of the world, mostly in the northern part of Europe, the Germanic and the English part of Europe, on this day, the throats of the faithful who come up for a blessing are blessed. And so I will do this evening after Mass, and you receive the blessing. Anyone who is here, even non-Catholics, can receive the blessing. And if it works, fine. If it doesn't, fine too. It's God's will what that's done. But maybe if you have something pending, not only of your throat, but any other illness, you may be healed as well. And so today, in honor of St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr, we will confer the blessing of the throats of the faithful who come up. And you come up just as you do for communion. And you don't have to say anything. You can make the sign of the cross after I'm moved on to the next person, not during. The same with communion. Do not make the sign of the cross when I'm in front of you and you can make everything fall out and fly all over the place. You wait till I'm gone. Then you can make 20 signs of the cross if you wish. But don't do it while I'm there or the acolyte is there. So today, as we celebrate this first Saturday of the month of February, we give thanks to God for all his blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.